In September, the Defense Department's travel website came under fire for low user satisfaction. Earlier this week, Pam Mitchell of the Defense Travel Management Office went up to Capitol Hill to testify before the Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee on ways to simplify the travel system. She joins us live with details on the plan. Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
All right, Ms. Mitchell, so tell us what you told Congress back then.
Well, if I could put this in perspective before we start, I just want to remind everyone of how big DTS is. We have certainly the largest program in the federal government, if not in the country, with 100,000 unique users logging into the system every day. And to give you another data point, we have about 1.3 million government travel charge card holders. So that gives you just a little an idea of how big the system really is.
Okay, so members of Congress are concerned, and so is the Department of Defense, about the low satisfaction rates with and the complexities of the travel system. Are there ways to make it simpler?
There are indeed, and in fact, that is our main effort, if you will, in my organization, to focus on simplifying the rule sets, the policy, the processes behind the system. DTS does everything that it was originally intended to do. At the outset, it was intended to be a routine business travel system, and it does that very well. However, as it gained in usage, and as users realized one of the very best things about it is how quickly they get paid, the requirement is to pay in 30 days or less. DTS routinely pays in less than 7 days. We thought we could do more and more with it. And as we attempted to add additional things, for example, supporting permanent change of station moves, we realized that the complexity, TDY is complex enough, PCS as just another level of complexity, that we really needed to do something about simplifying those underlying rule sets before we could continue to do more things with the system. And in fact, to circle back and simplify what is already there so that people can more easily understand what they're supposed to do.
So are you trying to change the travel policies in the department to match what the system can do, or is that a worthwhile thing to do anyway, even if there was no DTS?
Well, DTS has really been built around our rule set. But in order for us to really look to the future and leverage industry capabilities, we've got to do something about our underlying policies. For example, in the private sector, a typical set of travel policy rules would be in the neighborhood of 20 to 25 pages. The Government of Canada has about 150 pages. For the Department of Defense, we have about 1,000 pages of policy embedded in 2,000 pages of regulatory guidance. So it just gives you, you know, the shades of complexity there.
Can you break out for us those that could be simplified, those regulations that could be simplified, and those, I guess, travel locations that would be more complex? For instance, if people are being deployed or there's travel for recruits coming in for the Department of Defense, or, you know, what can be done and what can't be done in your view?
Well, right now we are doing some very heavy analysis to answer just that question. We're taking all of the trip types that we have, and that's 76, by the way, which is quite a number. And while we might say there's nothing inherently wrong with that number, again, it's the underlying rules. So we are literally crosswalking all of these against the rule sets, against the computations by which folks must be paid, and looking to see how we may group them. And we think we can get those down to about 10. But just to give you an example of something that is one of my favorites, if you are a military member on a business trip, you may get paid to do laundry after 7 days and then only up to $2 a day. If you are a civilian working for the federal government, you may get laundry reimbursed after the fourth day, and then obviously it's subject to common sense, but there is no actual dollar limit ascribed to that. So that's the sort of thing, and then it's like, gee, am I military? You know, what uniform am I wearing? And I've worn both, so it's a little confusing. And that's just a minor example. If you are on a PCS move, permanent change of station, and you are traveling with your children, It depends on whether they are over 12 or under 12. And, oh, by the way, if they have a birthday en route, that also changes the computation. So, again, two fairly minor examples, but those are the kinds of things we're trying to look at as we go through all of these various trip types.
And I wonder
what passes the common sense test.
Yeah, speaking of that, it all reminds me of the IRS, because they have to respond to a tax code that is constantly changing and probably is the most complex thing on earth. Are there any sharing or best practices that you've worked with on the IRS that has it's a different type of system, but the complexity is probably on an equal scale?
Well, actually, one of the things we have been working with the IRS in is the possibility of going to electronic receipts, so that we could avoid, if it's already on your travel card bill, for example, why do you then have to file an additional receipt for your hotel? So we are looking at those kinds of things. But since you mentioned the IRS, and I'm sure everyone's familiar with TurboTax, we certainly have looked at that format. And one of the comparisons I could actually make to you is, because I'm also a TurboTax user as well as a DTS user, I think TurboTax works great for your routine tax filings, just as DTS works very well for routine business travel, again, what it was intended to do. But if you have unless you are a tax wizard yourself, if you have a very complex tax situation, you would be well advised to hire a tax consultant, as opposed to an accountant, as opposed to doing TurboTax yourself. So I think that might be a useful analogy, because you're right, the IRS also has a very complex rule set.
Pam Mitchell, Director of Defense Travel Management Office, talking to us about her testimony on Capitol Hill and the plans that the agency has to simplify its travel management system. And so what are your next steps? Are you in the process of doing the evaluation? Will you write new regulations, or how will you proceed?
Well, both. We are, as I said, in a step of analysis. We are, in fact, right now taking our two volumes of regulations, which again number some 2,000 pages, the joint federal travel regulations, which apply to military, and the joint travel regulations, which apply to civilians. And we are, in fact, working to consolidate those, which is a huge task in and of itself. But just that effort is going to make it a little easier for our folks to go to one place to find out what they have to do. Again, the analysis is ongoing, and we are also working internally on proposed legislative changes, which we will then take to the Hill to ask their support, and also streamlining the statutes that govern travel.